I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The tightest security measures in recent memory are in place in Washington, D.C. ahead of Wednesday's inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States. National Guard soldiers from across the East Coast continue to arrive in the city. The streets of the U.S. Capitol were eerily empty, and it seemed their number may have dissuaded all but the most determined protester from returning to the city after the shocking events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. A Moscow judge ruled Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny should be held in police custody for 30 days. This follows his arrival back in Russia Sunday, when he was immediately detained. Sunday marked his first time back in his home country since the Russian opposition leader was poisoned last August and evacuated for treatment abroad. He has openly accused the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, of ordering Russia's security services to carry out the attack. It's a charge the Kremlin has vehemently denied. Russian authorities say his detention was justified, arguing that Navalny was in violation of a parole stemming from a 2014 suspended sentence and his time abroad. The head of the World Health Organization said on Monday that the world was on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure on distributing COVID-19 vaccines, urging countries and manufacturers to share doses more fairly around the world. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the prospects for equitable distribution are at a serious risk, just as its vaccine-sharing scheme COVAX aims to start distributing inoculations next month. He noted 44 bilateral deals were signed last year, and at least 12 have already been signed this year. More at VOA News.